Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I assist, please?
Yes, I received an alert by from my bank that of a charge of $54.97. I don't know what that's for. I didn't charge anything in that amount.
Okay, so that I can best assist, if I can have your zip code and your name.
My zip is 70427. My name is Deborah Parker, short, D-E-B-R-A, Parker.
Okay, let's see. Let me take that out. And I'm sorry, ma'am, what is that zip code again?
70427.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just one moment, please. All right, I am accessing some information. It'll take another moment or so. All right, and for security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
1423 North Roosevelt Street, Bogalusa, Bogalusa, Louisiana, 70427.
Okay, and I thank you for that information. And if you could also please verify an email address.
dbpar1@aol.com.
Okay, and do you have a different email address?
Yes. PARDC59@gmail.com.
Okay, and do you have a, excuse me, sorry about that, who do you have a third email address?
Yes. MYDEB 07yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. And if you could also please verify a phone number for me. Okay, and thank you, ma'am. Do you also have a second phone number, an alternate phone number?
The one that I'm on presently is 985-294-9529.
Okay, and I thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, just one moment, please. All right, so I've gotten an account located that is showing your name. It is showing your address, and it shows the last email that you provided, that last Gmail account. And it does show the phone number that you've called in on. Excuse me, it shows a canceled account for a pulse oximeter. And it does show the $54.97 that was billed on today. There was no order that was placed today. It actually shows the order was. It actually shows an order was placed January 14th, that started with $11.94, and it could have been the result of completing a survey or something with social media. Excuse me. But with the shipping and handling fee that was paid, it started a trial offer. The trial began on the 14th and expired on the 17th. But it shows that pulse exometer, excuse me, was shipped to your address. Whether it has actually arrived yet, I haven't tracked it. So let me actually see where that is in transit. It has a USPS tracking number that ends in 2603. Make sure that that's the actual number. Website will magnify it. Yeah, that's 25008 was what it ends in. All right, the tracking number for the USPS Postal Service ends in 25008. That's not the whole tracking number, but as of today's date, it still shows that the shipping label was created as of the 18th at 1:58 p.m. That's the tracking status with the tracking number. So either the post office or the Postal Service has not updated their records in the system, but that's the latest information they have as of today. But when the shipping and handling was paid, it started a trial 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. So this one was only 4 days. The call center number, we're 24/7 call center numbers provided on the webpage. We don't place these orders, but it was done on a website.
Okay.
But you're welcome to the U.S. Postal Service tracking number. You can keep track of it through USPS.com, but the 54, in short, the account's canceled. The tracking or the trial period came with a shopping membership, but all of that's canceled. But the 5497 means that the trial expired and you've been billed for the item and enrolled into the membership. Do you remember paying the $11.94?
To be honest with you, I don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
Have you checked
because
with any...
I've been going through...
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I've been going through a lot and I don't recall doing that. I mean, I have. It's just a lot. But I don't recall doing it. And so can I return whatever this item is and get a refund?
It wouldn't
Will
be,
I
necess-
be able to do that?
It wouldn't be necessary to return it. We're not the shippers of it, but of course we were uploaded the tracking number. But I can go ahead and just refund that 54.
Okay.
Excuse me, the 5497. And I can also provide the tracking information. It is a long number. Let's see. Okay, just one moment, please. All right, so for the with the refund number is the letter R 258-771-949.
Letter R 258-771-949.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
And what number is this?
That's the refund confirmation for the $54.97. You'll see that reflected back in 3 to 5 business days. Would you like to have the tracking number?
I don't think I necessarily have to have it.
Okay. All right. Well, we can't stop the shipping. But once that you receive that, you don't have to return anything. It actually didn't have a return policy, but there's no further
Oh, okay.
billing or shipping of anything else.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, is there anything else?
That'll be all. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
You're welcome.